The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today because it's Tuesday and she's on assignment. I can tell you where she is right now, if you really want to know, but it has to do with horses. So, good morning. Hey, it's, I got the day off yesterday. And my, so I thought, okay, I can sleep in. Well, three phone calls before 7 o'clock. Yes. One that was the first one going, where are you? And I went, I'm here in bed. What are you doing in bed? Aren't you coming in? I said, is Linda there? And I hear this kind of a quiet sound and went, oh. So then I got another one from another producer that said, does Liam know how to put in the Radio Wasteland? Did you get that one?
I woke up, so I had yesterday off too.
I know,
right?
So did you get the same phone call?
I got a text at 5 a.m. I didn't see it until like 9:30.
Okay,
but
well, no, I said call Pat. He's there. I'm sure they can work it out. I know. You know, those days that you think, okay, I can sleep till at least 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
At least 7:30. No.
Mm-mm.
No. Nima? No. Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. That's where I was yesterday. Hey, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam's at the helm, as we all know. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And I'm here with Turtle Bay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I'm with David Mong and Jadra?
Janae.
Okay.
But, hey, that's close.
No. No, it wasn't. Not even close.
No,
I should have written it down. It's too early in the morning for me. I was off yesterday. You have to retrain me.
We're just glad you made it here today for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was here kind of early today. I got, you know, after you were off, and you're not really off, because when I'm off, you know, my day is different. Not that anybody really cares, but so I make an appointment to go down and see my Cypress Square barbershop. Well, I would just blow right by that one. I just totally forget it because it wasn't a regular day.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows? But I'm so glad you're here because it's starting off this day the way it should with Turtle Bay. So tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, summertime, we've got a lot of great things over at the park in full swing. Probably most excited is our butterfly house is now open. So we get questions all throughout the year about when is the butterfly house opening, when are we going to go be able to see the butterflies, and that time of year is now through August 14th. So you can go into the butterfly house, you can be surrounded by the butterflies, and we have two cool features that you can do with them. For $2, you can feed the butterflies. So we take a little cotton swab, dip it in some sugar nectar, which is what they eat. It's kind of like what they get from the flowers. And they will just land right on your hand as you feed them. You can get some amazing pictures with them. And while they're available, you could also release a butterfly from its chrysalis. So you get to release it, yeah, from its chrysalis into the butterfly house, give it a name on yourself. The kids love it. They get to pick out their own butterfly, come back and visit it. You know, most of them look kind of similar, but the kids always know which butterfly is there. So they can go name it and see it anytime they want throughout the summer.
I tell you, if you haven't been to the butterfly house, you are missing out. And you go, well, I know butterflies. If you know anybody, if you're a member of Turtle Bay, you get to take four kids in there.
Yeah. They're don't good. Even have to be your kids.
Don't even have to be your kids.
Neighborhood
maybe
kids
it's your neighborhood kids and just take them with you and just say, you know, show them that. Show them the Lorikeet house. I mean, my gosh, it's beautiful. And it is as close as there, you know what? It's as close as a lot of people are ever going to come to butterflies.
Yeah.
Seriously. You're not seeing them like you used to. The huge migrations have seemed to have slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite the experience. It's pretty magical in there. Yeah. And like you mentioned, the lorikeets, too. Like,
oh my
stepping
gosh.
Into the Parrot Playhouse, it's almost like you're on a tropical vacation all of a sudden with all the just different tropical colored birds in there. You get to feed them as well. So it's a real treat to do that out there.
I tell you, lorikeets, the only thing you have to spend money on at Turtle Bay is the little swab
right.
for the butterflies and a nectar for the lorikeets, because that's all they eat.
Yeah.
Is nectar just sugar and water?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And pretty much like hummingbird.
Yeah, basically like it's that. Bird. I know our animals team, they make it like from fruit, so it is like fresh stuff, and I'm taking sugar water, mixing it together. So they do kind of juice some things. But
They do add fruit and stuff to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. After they puree it,
yes.
and all those other things.
The puree,
We
have some French cuisine
what
in there.
What is it, puree or puree? Yeah. Is it supposed to be puree?
I think it's puree.
Puree?
Oh. Tomato, tomato.
No, probably it's puree. It's probably puree. Okay. All right. So that's going on.
Yeah, so we've got those outside. And then, I mean, if it's a week like this week, we've got some amazing air-conditioned exhibitions inside the museum. So
let's talk about Tut.
Tut. King Tut has been a huge hit. We have it through September 5th?
September 5th,
September 5th. There
you know, you know what I'm looking at you for, right, buddy?
Because I hear the ads and I probably know.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No. You haven't gone
the song?
Yet. No.
King.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Hey, how old do you have to be as a child? I mean, what's the cutoff date? 21 or what?
For King Tut?
Well, no, for two adults and four children.
Oh, adult 17. Is 17 adult?
I think it's till you're 17, and then you're in an adult ticket.
Okay, for the family membership in there.
Yeah.
Can't buy cigarettes when you're 18. Can't buy a gun. Can't sign into a contract.
But you're an adult.
I know it's 17. I know it's 17. Too bad, Liam, because I was going to take you, buddy. You're off.
We can hook up, Liam. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. We can hook me.
Okay.
You got to go there, buddy. Okay.
But yeah, King Tut's been amazing to have over.
I'm looking
Turtle
for
Bay.
The Steve Martin.
The Steve Martin version?
Yeah. Okay. Of that. At some point, maybe when we go out.
I'm trying to find it right now. I don't have enough time.
I know you
We
will.
Should just have that song playing in the background.
It should be all the time.
To really add to the
theme. I tell you what, though. Linda's seen it,
mm-hmm.
and she thinks it's incredible. I have not seen it yet.
Oh, we haven't seen it yet.
No, but we can go during the week.
Yeah, well, we also have...
It'll be a lot easier for us.
We have an amazing opportunity this Friday night that today could tell us about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you need a night away from the kids this Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have a 21 and over only event called Museum After Hours, and this is when the adults get dibs on all the fun at the museum. There will be a cash bar and food catered by Mosaic, and you can look at Tut and pterosaurs and get the museum to yourself, basically.
Yeah, so there's like a ton of stuff in King Tut that you can read during the history.
Say that again for me. I must have somehow missed the first part.
Well, okay, last month we had our first museum after hours, and it went really, really well.
Okay.
And this is an opportunity for people 21 and over to experience the museum without kids.
Sorry, Liam. Okay.
So,
how does that work then? You just can come in as if you're a member, or is it something else, or
so
what?
So it's $5 for members, $10 for non-members, and you get access to the whole museum for 3 hours.
Okay.
And on top of that, there will be activities, photo opportunities, and you can buy stuff from our cash bar and food catered by Mosaic Restaurant. Last month we had really yummy street tacos.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Now.
So if you want to come enjoy the museum without a field trip of like 100 middle schoolers running around bumping into you and stuff too, I mean that's always fun. But also getting to really absorb the King Tut exhibition without all the distractions is nice too.
Okay, I think that's how Linda went in. She went not after hours, but she went in on a something was going on there.
Okay, nice.
Something. So that's this Friday.
Yes, that's this
so
Friday.
For $5, if you remember, you can go in there. What time does that start?
6 p.m.
6 p.m., and then you get a chance to buy some bubbly.
Buy some bubbly.
And have something for Mosaic Restaurant, too.
Yeah.
While you're going through.
Can tell you about our King Tut cocktail.
We have a special King Tut cocktail. I don't remember what's in it. I remember it's delicious. I think it's pineapple juice and...
I believe it's
a vodka
gin.
Drink? It's a gin drink.
It's a gin drink.
And they've got, like, gold leaf on top of it to make it... really suit the King Tut feel, so it's a kind of a nice gold pineapple drink in there. But, yeah, nice King Tut martini that you can have at the museum before you go in to see King Tut.
Wow. The King Tut drink.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, at the same time. Okay, if you drink three of them, they wrap you in bandages because you're not moving. Is that it?
Yeah. They'll probably find you on the floor somewhere. And
you'll become part of the exhibit.
Yeah.
I love this. Hey, we got to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And they have, believe it or not, they've got at Four Winds Jewelry four or five rings that come from King Tut's original exhibit. I'm just kidding. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, does have a great selection of jewelry there. If anybody would have had a King Tut type ring, they would. State jewelry, Native American, and much more at Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, they're really super people down there. Very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people standing alive.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's local board of directors. It's local management. It's local people. And they've been in the business here for 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our banking at Cornerstone, and it has been a joy. I'm here with David Mung and Janae.
You did it.
Yeah. Janae and from Turtle Bay. We've been talking about the great exhibits at Turtle Bay. We're talking about this Friday, the after hours. So if you're an adult, this isn't for kids. Come in here at 6 p.m. and we have King Tut drinks. We have Mosaic food. If you're a member, it's $5. If you're a non-member, it's $10. Special tours, photo sessions, and all of that. Do you have to sign up for it or just show up?
You can buy tickets in advance or at the door as well. If you decide last minute after work, I got to head to Turtle Bay.
I got to go to Turtle Bay.
Where do you get tickets online again?
You can get tickets on our website at turtlebay.org and head to our events page.
Yeah. Now, see, I have some tickets to give away, but it's not for that.
No, those are just for the park.
This is just for the park.
We should get some print tickets for after hours.
Should I give a family pack? Yes, I'm going to give a family pack of four tickets to the first person that calls 605-4567. And now, if you go, and this is good for any time this summer, you can go to see the butterflies.
Yes.
And this is all free. You can see the lorikeets. You can see King Tut. You can see the
pterosaurs.
Pterosaurs.
I had to practice that word, too. I know. It starts with a P, but it's got a T sound.
I know. And which is a flying.
Yes, it's
a flying
dinosaur.
That, gosh, let's see. Where did they originate? What was it? Chickens?
I think chickens evolved from
this dinosaur.
There's actually, I've learned a lot of new words that are very hard to say, like Anyanguera, which is one kind of pterosaur, and then the Quetzalcoatlus, which I had to practice a lot for.
Quetzalcoatlus.
I did it. I know it now. But if you go into the east end of the museum, we have like a 30-foot Quetzalcoatlus in there, and it basically looks like the skeleton of a giant chicken. But it was the largest pterosaur ever discovered, and we've got a replica of their skeleton out in the east end of the museum.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And so they somehow got down to the chickens they are.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Hey, hon, go out and get a egg. Go out and get some eggs for breakfast. And they're big, you know, they're as big
it's
as
a
yeah, it's big around as a 5 gallon, you know, 5 gallon drum.
That's some awful.
Let me see. Okay, that would feed for a while.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on, guys?
We have the pterosaurs, which is a more hands-on exhibit compared to King Tut. We have, what else we got coming up?
If you're a garden fan on Saturdays, if you head to the, is it the West Gate?
Yep, the West Gate of the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, you can meet up with our horticulture manager, Lisa. She's really cool. She knows a lot about all the plants at Turtle Bay. You can get a free guided tour through our gardens by her every Saturday. It's kind of one of those hidden gems that not a lot of people know about.
Saturday at 10 a.m.?
Thanks, Indian. Yep. Indian's got the tickets for the Turtle Bay. I know he uses them with his kids and with his grandkids.
Yeah.
Nice. They love congratulations. It
oh, yeah. Thanks.
Congrats.
Thanks, Indian. I call him Indian because he is Indian. That's what he calls himself, Indian Dave, as opposed to another Dave.
Turtle Bay Dave.
Turtle Bay Dave. Oh, yeah, I like that better.
Some of the good Daves in town.
Yeah, Turtle Bay Dave. I have a shirt like this.
That or Turtle Dave, that might work, too. But
I have a shirt just like this.
Oh, yeah, the Carhartt red one? We should coordinate
it's
next month.
Red.
Wear it on the
it's not
day.
Red.
Oh, yours isn't
mine's,
red. Okay.
Mine's more of a gray.
Oh, okay.
But it's Catherine, and it will last forever.
Right?
You can wear this thing doing anything, including fighting fires, and, you know, walk into fire with it, and it still lasts. Okay, so we've got the two huge and wonderful exhibits.
Yes.
At Turtle Bay. We have the butterflies. We have the turtles. Now tell me about the wild animal kingdom.
Yes.
Ooh, we have the animal show going on till the end of summer, just like the butterfly house. Mm-hmm. And we have two showings a day. What can we tell them?
What's at every?
What time do they start?
Monday through Sunday. There's a show at 11 a.m. and a show at 12 p.m. And they run about 45 minutes long. But you want to catch it at the beginning because a lot of times they won't let you in after it starts just because we have birds flying around, animals doing
You got to get there early. Get there at least quarter till and find your seats. And then be prepared to be amazed.
Yes. Our trainers are incredible with what they're able to teach our animals. And the animals always have a choice in what they do. It's not like you have to do your jump or your flip or else. Like, if the animal doesn't feel like doing it that day, they don't have to. It's all learned behavior.
And sometimes that's the best part of the show is watching how the handlers handle this.
Yes.
When the fox refuses to dig. And it's like, there's something else in there that digs like crazy.
Badger.
Badger.
Yes.
Badger just sits there and looks and goes, it's a little warm today.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to sit here and look at everybody.
Right.
Or a bird that refuses to fly. Just says, nah, not now. Today. And then later he wants to fly.
Right.
So it's, you know, you get it all. So that's at 11 and 12.
11 and 12. 11 a.m., 12 p.m.,
12 p.m.
Tuesday through Sunday. Mondays are the off day for shows.
Okay, Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's good, too, for the kids.
Yep, and that's going on all summer, I think, through August 14th or through the end of August. But, yeah.
So when are you going to put a zip line up?
Oh, we have a zip line, but
I'm talking about
like
one,
a big boy zip
one
line.
One that goes across the river.
You know, there are some talks, I don't know about across the river, but there are some talks about a potential rope course or something like that. So I don't, you know, it's still very early stages. But at Turtle Bay, we're always looking to grow, looking to add more things for the community to enjoy.
Let's put a mini obstacle course in there for kids where they have to climb and jump and shinny down logs and things like that.
That'd be awesome. I mean, the playgrounds at the forest camp.
She needs to look going, insurance, insurance.
Oh, but no, that's a good point. Our playgrounds are open to members all the time. A lot of people don't know this. You don't have to go to the museum with your membership. You can take your kids straight to the playgrounds anytime if you have a membership. It's a nice perk if you're a member at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, help the kids get the wiggles out. And yeah, that tower's pretty high. It's got to be at least like 50, 60 feet high.
Oh,
I was amazed
when
I first saw it that kids are climbing
I'm
up there.
To go
and
up
they've got
it.
The mini zip line for the kids going through the forest camp. But
a ladder, isn't it? Like a series of
part of a rope ladder, and then I think the rest is kind of like a spiral staircase or something that goes up for the kids to climb.
Good.
Through. Yeah.
And then you have somebody up there hooking them on.
Not with that one. The regular zip line for the kids is closer to the ground, maybe like 5 feet off the ground. So,
okay, yeah. Got that one.
Kids bounce, so if they fall off the zip line, they're okay.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, cut that part out of the archives there about kids bouncing off the ground. Okay, so how long is Tut going to be there?
Tut will be there until
September 5th. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have Labor Day weekend to see it.
Okay. And then the dinosaur.
And that one will be there until
September 5th. They're both heading out.
They're both
okay.
Yeah.
So what's coming next, though? Can you tell us? Or is
yes,
it a surprise?
Definitely. We have Magnificent Me, which is an exhibit about what the human body is capable of, and it's a lot of interactivity. I think Art in the Animal is an art exhibit about focused on animals, I believe.
Yes.
Dead animals. You know, there used to be an elephant that painted.
Really?
It's not that kind of art then, right?
No, this is more focused on the beauty of animals, and I don't believe it's only paintings. We're not sure what's specifically in it, but I know paintings will be a part of it.
Still learning more stuff every day. And then we do have one coming in January that you know about.
Yes,
I do.
Marine Corps art.
Yes.
From the Marine Corps Museum in Quantico is sending us out an exhibit for combat art.
Yeah.
I believe. All these from combat veterans that have painted and done, I don't know. I have not seen it, so I can't wait to be there when this happens.
Thank you for helping us with that connection, too.
Well,
it comes through, they pay for it to be installed, right?
Yeah.
It travels around.
Everything is on the Marine Corps. They just want to get it out. And they when I called that day after I saw that they were on a tour, and this was a couple years ago, and when I called them, they didn't have a place in Northern California, and this was perfect. Unfortunately, though, what we had going and what they had going made us wait till January of 23 before we could get it in. But I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So
coming around before we know it's January.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Look what happened to look what's happened to this year. It's July.
Yeah, it's
month 7. So we're already over the halfway point. You know. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very, very much, David and Danae, for coming in today and sharing with us everything that's going on at Turtle Bay. And now, how many days before the winter lights come back?
I don't know.
This is a good
challenge.
They
start mid-November.
Yeah, mid-November.
We're already like planning marketing
plans. It's before Thanksgiving, though, right?
Yes, it is before Thanksgiving this year, and we're actually extending it a week into January since the kids are off from school the first week of January anyway.
Well, my kids are coming up, my grandkids, my kids and grandkids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And this is one of the places we are going to walk through because they have not been through one of these in a while. Yeah,
well, they're in for a treat.
Yeah, they live in Albuquerque, and while they have a lot of stuff to do there, I don't think they have anything like this. So I'm sure they're going to love it. So, okay, great. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I know you're all on your way to another place, but not as half as much fun.
No, this is the most fun for sure.
Okay, all right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Redding. Call 530-242-1915.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on 7 and 9 AM Monday through Friday. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She always is. Today, the 12th, 7:34 in the morning. I forgot to do the weather this morning. So, Liam.
All right.
I forgot to let him do the weather this morning.
So today we have a high of 104 and a low of 71. Wednesday, a high of 99, a low of 70. Thursday, a high of 101, low of 71. Friday, high of 103. Friday night, low of 71. Saturday, high of 103. Saturday night, 70. It's all like that.
Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Their way they treat their customers, they treat them like friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. I've got 30 minutes, and I am on a roll here. People have been dying. Or celebrities, I should say. Celebrities been dying. I mean, lots of them. The guy that was in Sopranos that played, was it Danny Walnuts, Cipriol? He died. One of the guys that was starring in 24 as the nasty president, he died. Let me see, who else? Well, two, Larry Storch. You don't probably ever remember F Troop unless you see it in reruns. And Larry Storch was like 99, and he was a comedian. He was in all types of movies, and he played kind of a madcap wild guy, and physical comedy. Passed. And LQ Jones, that name probably doesn't strike a gong in your head, but LQ Jones was a Western actor, primarily a Western actor. That wasn't his name. The very first part he played was a cowboy, and it was and the character's name was LQ Jones. And then he was and he took that as his stage name. He was 92 when he passed, but he was in the Wild Bunch. He was in Major Dundee. He was in just hundreds of TV shows and dozens and dozens and dozens of movies. And a character actor, Lone Wolf McQuaid. He played McQuaid's mentor in that. If you saw his face, you'd go, oh yeah, I've seen him before. He passed away when he was 92. Police in Monterey, on the other hand, have found fentanyl. They found fentanyl. Rainbow-colored fentanyl, some with sugar coatings on them. Okay, let me say that again. Monterey police, that's Monterey, California, have found rainbow-colored fentanyl, some with candy coatings, sugar coatings. Does this scare you, Liam?
It's really scary.
It's really scary. Rainbow-colored, sugar-coated fentanyl, my friends. Fentanyl, or the death drug. You know, we talk about people killed, mass shootings. Horrible. How about the mass murders of thousands of people every year because of fentanyl? And now candy or candy coated rainbow colored fentanyl. Now who do you appeal to with that?
Well, so my experience, like growing up, like, I'm fresh out of high school, and a lot of the vape companies, like, even though they said that they weren't marketing to teens, like their marketing was
bull.
Right. It was very like teen related, like candied, flavored, fun colors. And I don't know. It's just scary to think that kids younger than me and kids my age are susceptible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just
of course.
Frightening. So,
of course. Yeah. And, the tobacco companies, went to vaping. And then I think they California said you can't sell flavored cigarettes, and that's under attack. There's a lot of adults
that
like menthol flavored cigarettes, And how can you just do that?
It's not fair to them.
It's another something. You're an adult. And if you want to smoke a menthol-flavored cigarette or you're an adult and you want to vape, guess what? You can do it, right?
Yep.
We've said that. Adults get to make up their own minds. Wait, not so fast. Only if the state agrees with you. Now, you want a growth industry? You're looking for something to kind of maybe get into. I mean, kind of like until your music takes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. The DEI initiatives business. You know what that is?
I don't.
Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiatives. California spent over $500 million, including nearly $50,000 on racial equity trainings for the state Fish and Wildlife Department. It is the Golden State's next billion-dollar industry on how the state of California is spending taxpayers' money. So, you know, you could start aimed at younger people.
Yeah.
You know, go take a class. Go take two classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then hang your shingle up and say that you will train young people on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, of course, the taxpayers are the ones
funding
that are funding
it.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of effectively addressing issues like housing, crime, or homelessness, California officials have chosen to line the pockets of a well-connected diversity consultants. It said that California public institutions seized the opportunity to expand their budgets and implement ultra-progressive policies, often without public awareness. Well, surprise, 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 as Gomer used to say. At the result of a 400 Public Record Act request, the results are unmistakable. Spending related to DEI and critical race theory-framed activities is a vast and growing component of taxpayer-funded spending at all levels of California government. So there you go. Find out how to get in on the ground. This thing's just starting, Liam. You could probably start a company of younger people and get into that. You don't have to believe it. You just have to say it. Okay. What else? I talked about. I watched a Dave Chappelle special last night. And really, it was about, as funny as he is and as how he can make you uncomfortable in one sentence. And he does. But the show was whole about, it was about acceptance. And, talking about how people can't, you know, it's not people who should be hated. It's the institutions that cause it that should be changed. Because people are just living through their institutions or, you know, what they've been taught to believe and what's right and what's wrong. Well, then you have to change that. And if what the institution is teaching is wrong, then you need to change that. And then people will change. It was interesting because, you know, of course, he went through this whole thing with the transsexual community hating him and trying to cancel him, and he just fought him to a standstill. You know, they didn't want him to do something. You know, he pretty much paid for this one art wing of a school. And he didn't want his name on it or anything like that. He just wanted it to be open for people and their ideas, something to that effect. So it was interesting. If you get a chance, you might want to watch a couple of the Dave Chappelle specials. Yeah, you're going to get uncomfortable, and you're going to go, how can he say that? Yeah, he says things that are totally outrageous, but that's what a comedian does. And like he said, the only thing he fears was his audience. he says, because 12 years from now, you can turn on me and take away my job, take away my livelihood, end my work, because I said something tonight that in 12 years, it's going to come back and you're going to ruin me for it. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you know, with fire season coming and a lot of the insurance companies are taking a look at this fire season, and it may be harder to get fire insurance or to keep your fire insurance, and that means your home insurance. If you're having any problems with that, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she's been around since 1993, so these fires are not her first rodeo when it comes to fires. Everybody that we have sent to her that was having problems getting fire insurance, she helped. And she did such a great job. Most of them, if not all of them, just switched all of their insurance over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you have some fears or some concerns, give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back because I want to talk to you because I got a letter and Linda got a letter from Rob Bonta, Attorney General.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
VNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit VNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 12th of July. Already 78 degrees going up to, a balmy 104 today. Yesterday was really 112 yesterday?
Yeah. I'll double check. I mean, it sure felt it. Oh, I want to say it was 112.
Wow. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for the work injuries because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing. The insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows the law and is going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. I guarantee that. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I'm going to read you Linda's letter because I got one just like it. I kind of feel... Oh, by the way, during the break, we got a call from a lady. Remember I was talking about DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion training? You need to get into that business because it's already a $500 million business in California. She said at her business, and it's a government agency, she says it's getting shoved down their throats is the way she puts it. Just... hours of it. And if you want to keep your job, I guess you go to those. Dear Linda Bott, this letter is to inform you of a recent security incident that involved an unauthorized release of your personal information by the California Department of Justice. This relates to individuals who are denied or granted a concealed and carry weapons permit. CCW, between 2011 and 2021, a 10-year group there. And it doesn't mean your first one. It could be your renewals. It could be anyway. And was disclosed in connection with an update to our firearms dashboard portal. While we are not aware of any actual or attempted misuse of your information, we are providing an overview of the incident, ongoing response, and resources available. And what happened was June 29th, personal information was, as announced, on June 27th in connection with an update of the DOJ's firearms dashboard portal. And it was up for like 24 hours, all this information. Full name, date of birth, address, gender. Wait a minute. Gender? Gender at that time. Race? At that time. CCW license number, California Information Index number, that's automatically generated during a fingerprint check. And other government-issued identifiers, in some cases exposed information, may include driver's license number and internal codes corresponding to the statutory reason a person is prohibited from possessing a firearm. Social Security numbers or any financial information was not, and that was in bold, not underlined, was not disclosed as a result of this event. Well, let me tell you, since that happened, I have been getting an inordinate amount of emails telling me I haven't paid for something and that I need to pay them. Phone calls. Oh, my gosh. This one just called. It called 25 times in one day. 25 times in one day. All we want you to do is say yes or no. I'm not going to say anything. First of all, I don't believe Verizon calls people like that. And so what they're doing is they are improving security, mitigating risk, and have launched an investigation how this occurred right after SCOTUS said American citizens, how surprising, are able to carry firearms outside their house. Just a coincidence, a coinkydink, that our Department of Justice and Rob Bonta, Attorney General, is in charge of it. So they're contacting us. Additionally, we are conducting a review of our policies and procedures and working to implement additional security measures to protect. You know, this is huge. This is huge. And what's going to happen? I will bet you $5 right now, Liam. You can take the bet or not. That nothing's going to happen to anybody.
Nope.
They're going to say it was a mistake.
Nothing.
Oh, else. Nobody. Oh, no. You know, it just happened.
Unless someone files a lawsuit.
It could be. We have established a call center so we can call them. And what they're going to offer is 12 months of triple bureau credit monitoring, cyber scan, dark web monitoring, $1 million insurance reimbursement policy, and a fully managed ID theft recovery system. And they encourage us to contact the IDX with questions and enroll in the free credit monitoring services by calling this number. And they encourage us to remain vigilant against incidents of identity theft and fraud by reviewing financial accounts. See, what you have to do is you have to now go in. You can put a stop on your credit. You can put a credit freeze on. You have to monitor your credit. You place a fraud alert on your credit report because of what the state did. They released all of these names that have anything to do with the CCW. And already people are out there going after people. Already going after people. This one guy gets this lawyer that works for the Brady Gun Snatchers Association. Has the same name, and he's an attorney, has the same name as one of those that was released. So they just, the harassment started, phone calls, emails, all this, and it wasn't him. So, thank you, State of California. Now, the one thing they didn't say on here that they should have included is, since they gave out my address, I would like to be moved to a place that's commensurate where I live, maybe not even in the state, because they have my address and they know I obviously have one gun, that I own a gun, and now I am a target for thieves out there because I have a gun. So I need to be moved from that location to another one that's just as nice, not necessarily in the state, so I can be protected from the stupidity, the malfeasance, it could be even the targeting of law-abiding individuals. Do you think that'll go? I'm going to call Mr. Bonta's office today and ask him, hey, look, along with this, can you move me? Because now you gave out my address and you said I have a gun. And I am now frightened for my life. And if anything happens, I'm going to have to sue you. What do you think?
I mean, they won't, but honestly.
No, of course they won't. Of course
yeah,
they won't.
They won't.
Nah, they won't. And again, $5 says nobody's head will roll over this one. Or group of heads. Or, you know, it only takes one disgruntled person to push a button to open that up. If you think that there are people that would do that. Or it could just be Occam's razor. The simplest answer is they just are so screwed up that this was truly something because they had people working there that, you know, don't really know what they're doing, but it's a good government job. They get paid every 2 weeks. I can't imagine that. Okay. What else do I have on here that is just the letter from the AG? Kind of made our day yesterday. We had a good time with that one. The State of the Nation, I actually read this article. I don't even have enough time really to talk about it. Is the United States on its way to some kind of civil war and armed rebellion between urban areas and rural areas? This guy wrote a book. I may have him on. You know, and to me, that thought is so out there. I don't see that happening. I don't see anything like that happening. Some kind of armed rebellion. And it doesn't necessarily mean, oh yeah, well, what about all those militias out there? It could be, you know, armed Antifa too. They were arming up, if I remember right. So I would hate to think that, or is it going to be like large gang battles between militias and Antifa using guns? Yeah, I don't see that either. First of all, militias have all the guns. Of course, Antifa could arm itself, but Biden administration made it harder. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Weapons capable drones for use in Ukraine. Several 7-Eleven stores targeted in a deadly Southern California crime spree.
Police are searching for the same lone gunman in several of what Brea Police Captain Phil Rodriguez calls robberies that turned into homicides.
Not 100% sure, but we feel confident that it is the same suspect.
Two people killed, three wounded by the gunman who authorities have surveillance video of.
And we are asking the public's help and identifying that person.
The robberies began around midnight at a 7-Eleven in Ontario, then Upland. In Riverside, a customer was shot. In Santa Ana and Brea, workers were killed. And in La Habra, 5 hours after it all began, two were injured by gunshots. I'm Julie Walker.
Surging crime, including drug use, prompting Starbucks to close 16 of its stores around the country by month's end. Six locations in Seattle, six in Los Angeles, two in Portland, Oregon, and one each in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., being closed permanently. President Biden says his pending trip to the Mideast is all about working to stabilize that volatile region. The president leaves Washington this evening. He will travel to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Biden previously called Saudi Arabia a pariah state because of its record on human rights. On Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 82 points higher, the NASDAQ down 27 points, and the S&P 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Despite fears of missile strikes on Kramatorsk, some residents of that Ukrainian city insist on staying put.
Across the beleaguered city, Valery Ilshenko sits under the shade of trees, working on a crossword puzzle. The 70-year-old widower has difficulty walking, and this daily ritual gets him through the day. Now the governor of Donetsk province wants his 350,000 remaining residents to move to safer places in western Ukraine. But like many other civilians who have come under fire in the nearly five-month-old war, Ilshenko has no intention of leaving, no matter how close the fighting gets. He tells the AP, "I don't have anywhere to go and don't want to either. What would I do there?" I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prosecutors in Poland's capital questioning witnesses after a 31-year-old man allegedly planted a powerful explosive in a downtown area. It did not go off. Townhall.com. It's a new conundrum for law enforcement in this post-Roe era.
When an officer pulled Brandy Batone over for driving by herself in a high-occupancy vehicle lane in Texas, just days after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, She pointed to her pregnant belly and told him her unborn daughter now counts as a person. Batone, who was 8 months pregnant when she was pulled over June 29th, says she told him that with everything going on, this counts as a baby. In Texas, the fall of Roe put in motion a trigger law that would ban virtually all abortions and defines an unborn child as a living human from fertilization to birth. Keith Peters reporting.
The people of Japan bid a final farewell to the late Shinzo Abe. A long line of people filling the sidewalks outside downtown Tokyo's Joji Temple, paying their respects to the former prime minister who was recently assassinated. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. We're here, of course, on the 12th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to all of us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Our chat room, we get every so often we have somebody, a troll comes in, and Liam's on top of this. And, we'll continue to delete and ban forever this person. I'm not going to mention their names. They love it. But good morning. And what's the weather look like today?
All right.
Liam.
Yeah. So today we have a high of 104. Tonight a low of 71. Wednesday a high of 99. Wednesday night a low of 70. Thursday high of 101. Thursday night low of 71. Friday high of 103. Friday night low of 71. It just continues on with triple digits throughout next week. So, yeah, that's about it.
Well, feel free to say.
Nice and hot.
Feel free to say the weather forecast for today and the rest of the week is hot.
Hot.
Damn hot. Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you, but not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a family-owned business that treats their customers so well. And that's what it is customer service, because all the propane comes out of one tank. So then it comes down to customer service, and that's where they shine. They have built up an incredible business by the customer service and the things they do for their customers, for the people that trust them. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fatch.
Good morning.
It's called that dramatic pause, because people go, is he still on?
It was impressive.
It was. Did you like that? Casey Fatch. And he brought with him our fire chief of Reading, Jared Van Landingham.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning. Couldn't have a name like Smith, huh?
No.
Okay. So Van Landingham has got to be Dutch.
It is Dutch. Yep.
Has to be.
Flemish. Yeah.
Do you know any?
Flanders.
Can you speak it?
No.
Do you know a Dr. Norm Verhoog here in town?
I do not.
He's an orthopedic guy.
Must be a good one.
He is. He's real good. And he speaks it. He came here when he was just a child, and his father was a doctor. And they went to Pennsylvania, of course. And now he's out here now. And he gets papers, you know, from in Flemish. And so, yeah, he speaks it.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
Have to meet him.
You will have to meet him.
I just came back from Scotland. And
great orthopedic surgeon, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy is. Yeah, he's good.
I was just in Europe, so I would. It's beautiful over there, Scotland, Ireland area.
And it's green.
But just need to head across the pond now to get over to Denmark and that area.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, Casey. Of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you brought the fire chief with you.
Well, yes, because the fire chief, his crews, obviously are the kind of what we call the pre-hospitalization group, you know, them and the ambulance service, AMR. And, you know, we're kind of talking about summer activities, summer heat, what to look out for, stuff that, you know, things that we see in the ER, and just kind of some preventative type of activities that you can take to mitigate the, any kind of risk out there that might happen either on the lake or hiking or you know, any type of activities of that sort. So,
and you know, heat exhaustion can hit people quick, and who have not had that before, and of course then the next one is heat stroke, which is very serious. You can die from that. Now this is just my layman's thoughts here, Jared. You may know well. Jared, in case you may know more than me, but anytime somebody's got hit, you know, had heat stroke, I think they're more susceptible to it a second time. It's kind of like frostbite. You know, if you've pushed your body to the point where it's almost dying, and it doesn't, I just, for some reason, and tell me I'm wrong, you can. It's okay. I think you're more susceptible after that. That heat bothers you quicker after that.
It could be. I mean, is that backed up by science?
When your body gets damaged. Because your body's damaged. Damaged or not, Casey?
Yeah, it can't.
Where's Taggart?
I know this guy. We'll have to find him.
Yeah.
I think the likeliness of having heat stroke a second time after having it the first time is probably not related to a physiological response, but more like a level of intelligence and not paying attention again and getting yourself into the same situation again. And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
It could be the situation like, Jared, you guys are carrying a bunch of equipment. You're covered.
That's a good example.
You're covered with, stuff to keep fire away from you so that, you know, automatically your guys are sweating as soon as they put it on. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you all train for?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about hydration, you know, all the time, and it's really important that, you know, when you're out in the heat, that you're taking on the fluids and stay away from those sodas and things like that, and drink water, you know, or something that can replenish some electrolytes and things like that. But it's hard to catch up, you know, honestly. If you get behind the eight ball, you're thirsty, it's already too late. And this time of year, you know, we've just now gotten into the heat, and it is hot out there. And, you know, so people haven't really stayed in tune with, during the cooler months, you know, of staying hydrated like they should. And so it's a big deal.
Well, and again, over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 summers, you know, we've had a lot of smoke cover, so we haven't really gotten that hot. And so I think we're probably not used to dealing with the 112s and what we saw yesterday. So that extreme heat can really take it out of you fast.
Did you get a lot of phone calls, or do you know, Jared, from yesterday from heat? Because you guys roll like 80% of the time medical.
About 80% of what we do is medical related, so we're running those medical calls out in the streets, and then we're bringing patients to the hospitals.
So did you see like
treatments?
That's a lot of more of those.
This time of year, that particular call type ticks up, and it's people that just can't get out of the heat, you know, and so we encourage people to find the shade, you know, you're 20 degrees cooler just being in the shade, if you can find it.
When I come back from riding my horse, I treat my horse better really than I do myself, because when we come back and she's sweating, when I pull that saddle off, the first thing I do is I hose her off. And then and give her water. I should be hosing myself at the same time.
Right.
We both should be dripping water right then.
Towel over your neck.
Yeah. Something like that.
Take your saddle off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take my saddle off. Right. Well, you know, we take turns riding up and down a hill. But people need to do that to themselves.
Yeah.
And
the younger folks and the older population are more susceptible. So, I would say. I'm not saying anything, Carl.
Well, you know, but you bring up a good point. And again, you know, when you're out, if you're out, you know, generally you don't want to go walking around by yourself out in the wilderness, but you know, you've got to have that other person with you to kind of pay attention, keep an eye on each other.
Take a buddy.
You know,
always the buddy rule.
Well, yeah, my question.
I think there was somebody missing up in Siskiyou County, wasn't it? It was a mountain bike guy. I don't know if they ever found him, and I hope
it happens quite often.
Yeah,
honestly.
They get lost out there, and say, you know, you've taken a big bottle of water with you, and then all of a sudden you're out there, and it's over 100 degrees. That water's gone,
right?
And so you start getting in trouble,
right?
So okay.
That's why it's important. It's important to pack, you know, kind of an emergency kit if you're going to be out and about on the trails and things like that. You should have a partner with you, but always have a little bit extra. Food, water, things like that to protect yourself if you get stuck.
And even in your car.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
I always have water in my car.
Yep,
so does Linda. She always has it. Even though that, I mean, and then if we're taking a trip outside the city, oh yeah, then we, you know, there's a go bag with us.
Right.
In case something happens. I'm with Casey Fatch, of course, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Always brings in wonderful guest, and here's a guy I've been thinking about. Gotta have him on. And so he brought Jared Van Landingham, our fire chief, because we need to talk about some fire stuff today. Excuse me. 8:15 in the morning, and REU. Now, you think of REU providing electricity, but REU also provides fire breaks. They have a number of people out there that are clearing land, cutting branches away from electric lines and trying to literally make a fire break around Redding from using your Redding electric utility lines. They've also hired at one point something like 12 firefighters, and I think a lot of them have gone to the city of Redding, or some of them have. Am I correct here?
Yeah. So about 12 of our staff are actually funded through REU.
Yep. And that was the 12. So they're hiring more because you've lapped up the other ones there.
Yeah. They are continuing to provide funding for 12.
Right.
Currently.
Cool. Okay. But that's what Redding Electric Utility is doing. That's where part of your tax dollars are going to. Your electric fees are going to try and keep the area clean as much as we can to stop these fires or at least knock them down. 8:16 in the morning, it's 78 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Liam, we noticed we were talking about people having heat problems, heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and you played Santana.
I did.
See, that was subtle. That was subtle. And
it was actually
it was
very
good.
Cheeky.
Yeah,
we liked that. We liked that.
Yeah, we liked it because, you know, of course, Santana, during his concert, collapsed from heat exhaustion and has had to cancel his next six concerts. But you know what? When he has a concert, I've sat there for a Santana concert down in San Diego one time. That's not an hour and 10 minute concert. Oh no. Nema. You're sitting there. I mean, after the second hour, they were still going for it.
Was that in Chula Vista?
Yeah.
We were at the same show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It went on and on, right?
It did.
It went
was a great
on
show.
And on
wow,
and on.
Wow, that's really funny.
And I made the tactical error with the lady I was with saying, "Do you think this is going to go on much longer?" She goes, "I hope so. You don't like Santana." I said, "I like Santana, but I only like so much of it. I'm getting tired."
Yeah, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah, it was something like Santana going for it.
Yep.
And, you know, the songs last for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, who was at, we were at the same concert
same
together.
Concert. There you go.
Maybe with the same woman. I'm not sure. No, probably not.
Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. And, of course, Reading Fire Chief Jared Van Landingham. And we're talking about heat and its effects on people. And we just talked about cooling centers and that on Channel 7 last night, they said no cooling center was open yesterday. I don't know why today I'm doing it. I haven't done it since you've been here. Where are the cooling centers?
So, from what I'm reading right now, it looks like the Good News Rescue Mission, the Mount Shasta Mall, and the library. There's not much information on the library or the mall, but the Good News Rescue Mission is open anytime it is above 91 degrees.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
A wealth of information over here behind the glass.
There is. You can
Thank
find
you.
It all. Jared, what do you tell people? What do you tell your people? That are because you're rolling on these, and then if there's a fire, God forbid, if they're fighting a fire, is it like you're in there for 12 minutes and out, or you're in there for what's your time frame? So,
well, it really just depends on what type of fire it is. If we're talking about a building fire, like a house fire or something like that, we do. Pretty much gauge our time based on the bottle that we're breathing off of, you know, so we come out when that bottle is reaching empty. And that generally is, if a firefighter was working full steam ahead, you're looking at about 12 to 15 minutes of a good work before you breathe down that entire bottle. So we bring them out, get them into our rehabilitation, take off all their turnout gear and get them hydrated and refill their bottles. And we replace them with another crew. But we're talking about vegetation fires, and that's mostly what we do in the summertime is, you know, it's tough. You know, you're on the fire line, and you've got to have your stuff with you, so water with you. And we do what we can to get them replenishment as much as we can. But that's a whole other situation. I mean, you're hiking hills. You're climbing all over the place.
People don't realize how the terrain here is in Redding.
Yeah, the entire city is in the wildland urban interface. Yeah. We call it the WUI.
The WUI.
The WUI. We are the WUI in Redding. And
the wildlife urban interface.
The fire risk is real.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we just, if you go up Miracle Mile, that canyon in there burns every year. A few times each year.
Right.
And that is tough terrain there if you're trying to, you know, move up or unless you want to get up top of the hills and call in airstrikes.
Right.
What do you see? At the hospital.
So we see at the hospital, we'll see people coming in, you know, obviously from either heat exhaustion, heat stroke. And I think one of the most important things people need to realize, because I never really, I haven't lived in an area with this kind of heat before. It's a little hot in Southern California, but not like this. And, you know, we've seen people that have, passed out and hit the pavement and been there for, you know, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 minutes and wind up with, you know, second degree burns on body parts. So, you know, there's a lot of other consequences other than having the event happen. There's other things that can be a little more long lasting and cause scarring again. And so those are things that, again, you know, you make sure you're not out just walking by yourself. You know, take somebody with you that can keep an eye on you. You know, check on your neighbors, right? You know, when it's hot. You know, we're always talking about that. You know, check on your neighbors.
Yeah, that is something. Sure. If you have elderly neighbors or, you know, if you haven't seen a neighbor in a couple of days now.
Even if you don't like them.
My neighbor, we don't see her a lot anyway, but we do see her car moving. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, that's just the way it is. But before her was an elderly guy that went downhill quick. And we noticed it. We being our group, our neighborhood, which is one of the things about having a nice neighborhood. And but this type of heat, they could be.
And it's
who knows what will happen.
It's easy enough for a circuit breaker to flip, and their AC goes off, and maybe they don't, you know how to fix it, and you know something bad can happen after something like that. So it's really important to check on your neighbors.
And if. And what you just said was a little frightening about somebody collapses on the sidewalk. And it's 105 degrees out there. That sidewalk is so hot, it'll second degree burns.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely see some serious burns. And obviously depending on how long they're down. But, like, even areas, you know, and James was one that brought that up to me. I never really kind of realized it, but. When Taggart was down in Sun City working down there, he'd see serious, serious burns.
At Sun City, Arizona.
Sun City, Arizona.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about people here, too. But,
right.
But
animals.
You got to be mindful of your pets. They're walking on the.
That's right.
That's right. When you
don't take your pet out for a walk.
Put your hand down on the concrete or wherever you're walking them, on the concrete. Put your hand down. And if it's burning your hand, it's going to burn their feet. So try and keep them in the grass. Carry them across, you know, the crosswalks if you're going to take them out. Or take them out in the evening when it's cool.
Yeah. And by all means, check your car before you lock it and go into a store. Don't forget your kiddos or your pets.
Six kids already this year that I know about.
Yeah.
Six kids in this country have been left in parked cars.
Tragic. Yeah.
Tragic. And a police dog. Mm. Police dog, the car went off. Because the air conditioning, you know, was running and that went off and the dog died for that. So, yeah. So you've got to be so concerned. Yeah. When you see these stupid things by saying, oh, put something that's valuable in your back seat so to, you know, to remind you that you have a child there. Excuse me?
Sense.
You know, I could see maybe put a big teddy bear in the front seat.
Nothing more valuable than your offspring.
Yeah.
Pay attention, people.
Terrible.
Focus.
the heat is something we live with. It's going to be like this, and it's going to get hotter because August is usually hotter. But then this year we had rain off and on, which is strange. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk to Jared about things people can do right here in the city. And then we'll work our way out. But because you are the fire chief of the city, what we can do
to mitigate.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. We're not talking about an assisted living facility here. No, this is for active seniors. Beautiful accommodations. It's pet friendly. Gourmet chef preparing meals, transportation if you wish to use it, activities. A bunch of real friendly people there. It's right downtown, so you can get to Turtle Bay without any problem. Go over there and enjoy Turtle Bay. There's so many things, a variety of programs. This is River Commons Senior Living. And for more information and for a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl Bott here at 8:34 in the morning on the 12th of July, and it's got to be 80 degrees by now, don't you think? Mine hasn't updated. I think it's got to be at least 80.
I'm going to load this.
Yeah.
81.
81, that's what I thought. Every time, every 10 minutes, it goes up another 2 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I was supposed to be at Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday. My whole day was screwed up. So I've got to call them today, apologize, and try and get in today or tomorrow. And when I do that, when I miss it, I pay him for the one I missed and for the new one, because that was my fault and it cost him money. But Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've been to since I've lived in Redding. I love that place. It's a better-known business. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointment, so I make my appointment and then walk in. Phone line's there, 530-244-9478. So give them a call today. Make an appointment, and maybe you'll see me today or tomorrow. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, the highest-rated hospital in this whole region out here that hard-fought.
Hard-fought.
2 years in a row, A ratings.
Let's see, fall of last year and spring of this year. So
there you go. And then, of course,
definitely on a roll.
Highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in a variety of different areas. Top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. In that top 50 in the whole United States.
Yeah we just received some Gold Plus awards for stroke and some other conditions as well. So
wow. Cool.
Yeah. Heart failure as well. That was one of them.
And he brought with him Jared Van Landingham, who is the fire chief of Redding. And when we left, we said we wanted to talk about what are some of the things that we as residents of a city can do to harden our houses or give ourselves a better chance.
Yeah. Well, I'll say that during the winter months is when we hope people are taking care of these type of things.
Right,
right now in the summer months, if you still haven't done vegetation management around your property, you certainly need to get on it pretty quickly. But we talk about the home ignition zone and really taking care of that immediate first 5 feet away from the foundation of your property. And, during the car fire, some of those fires that started – that fire was spotting a mile and a half out, and it was from these embers that were landing on people's roofs and rolling into their gutters, or they were catching their wood fences on fire that were attached to the home. So we like to encourage people to get rid of their wood fences, at least the sections that attach to the home, and go with a metal or something that's not going to burn, because it's like a matchstick actually. So that first 5 feet, think about keeping everything away from your property the first 5 feet that can ignite,
Well, what about people who have shrubs that have been there for 50 years?
Yeah.
They're green and all that. Maintaining those.
And there's certain types of shrubs that are better than others in terms of fire resistance. But
you should have them trimmed down as far away as you can. Okay.
And then beyond the 5 feet, we talk about, 30-foot distance, so you have smart landscaping. So your landscaping is not dense, it's trimmed up, and it's so that the fuels aren't going to be so heavy if they do catch fire that it's going to lead to your house. And then further out from your property, you have bigger properties, making sure that you're clearing the limbs from your trees up so that they're not touching the ground or close to the ground, because that creates fire fuels, if you will.
Well, I look, you know, Texas Springs Road, if you know where that's at, and then there's a couple, you know, there's some very expensive houses out there. And this one area out there, every yard is brown. They just haven't watered them, and they keep them cut short, which is probably not a bad idea, is it?
Well, yeah, if it's dead grass, then it's good to keep it short, for sure. But we're in a water crisis
at the same time,
so it's difficult to say keep water in your lawns.
What about pine trees, redwood trees, that kind of stuff? How high up do you want to cut the branches off?
You know, if you could come up 5 or 6 feet off the off the floor, that'd be a good start.
Okay. You know? We have one gutter in our house. One, it's in the front, and it's amazing how much. I don't know, tree leaves and old dead things are in there. And so, I mean, you could fill up one of these big garbage bags with it. I mean, we're only talking like 12 feet of gutters. Well, and other people have got gutters that go all around their houses.
Right.
You got to get the covers.
What about the openings into your house? The, like the vents and things?
For intake.
Intakes.
You know, those usually have some type of screen over them, so that the vents open, but the screen will prevent, embers and things from falling in there. So it's important to just check those periodically. And if you're not able to climb up on your roof or, you know, with a ladder, then that's why it's so important to know your neighbors, right? Who do you have around you that can help you out, or a friend or a family member that can come over and help you?
So I was surprised when we had the Fawn Fire last year, and my insurance company came out after we were evacuated, and, you know, they send people out and pulled all the propane tanks away from the house, you know, and put them out in the back, you know, away from the house. Also, recommended. Do you recommend cutting the electricity off to your house before you leave? That type of thing, you know, turning it off, or. Is that something that...
Oh, you're talking about when you've been evacuated?
When you're being evacuated.
I can't make that recommendation to do that for everybody.
Because you lose everything then, like in refrigerators.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know how long you're going to be evacuated for.
Right.
And so I don't know if that's a good ticket for everybody, but it might be for your... particular situation.
And we mention this all the time because we're a lot more cognizant of it, is if you've got large animals, if you got a horse or you got goats or something like this, have a way of moving them. Yeah. Or either you've got somebody that can do it or you have your own method of being able to move them away from a fire like that. The other thing, too, is the other day they were talking about having that all that stuff, if you get an hour... They have all that stuff you may want to evacuate with you. Have it in one spot. Is that a good idea, too?
Yeah, I mean, for everybody right now in this community, you should have your go kits ready. And so that means a bag, some extra clothes, some extra food and water and medications.
Yep. Stuff for your pets.
Identification, things for your pets. You know, have a bag set up ready to go, so if you do get evacuated, you can grab it and go. You know, if there are certain pictures and things that you want to keep, you know, I don't recommend packing those all in a bag and taking it with you, but if you have a way to preserve those in a portion of your house or something.
It might be if you have photo albums, you may want to take the time now and have them put onto thumb drives.
Yeah, I mean, do that.
Anything like that, all your, you know, your social security number you want to have with you, any of those birth certificates, wedding, divorce, have all those. That can be in just in one bag, one small bag.
It's just not
time
to do
that. No, there's not. You've got to have it all ready.
Yeah,
because when the car fire hit, we were just like a street away.
Right.
If it had jumped that street, we'd have all been, everybody would have been evacuated. But we still took that time to move a lot of stuff right down here and put it in our storage areas here at the studios just in case. Stayed there for several months because I didn't. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I was too lazy to move it back. But but there was paintings. But what we found was things that we really wanted to have to save. Paintings and stuff from, you know, that Linda's had for years that meant a lot, didn't make it because we didn't have that list of things. We didn't have it prepared. We got the papers. We got, you know, a lot of stuff out, you know. But there were things that we found out, you know, that we noticed later that, that should have gone with us.
Yeah.
So now that's on our list because we made a list of everything we're going to get. And we're taking a room in our house. And we're taking a tarp, a blue plastic tarp, and putting everything on that tarp just to help us in case we have to leave.
Pre-planning.
Yeah, it's just
pre-planning. Now so that you don't have to do that in the heat of the battle, if you will. And then talk to your family about a meeting place. If you guys do get evacuated, where are you going to locate? Where are you going to meet each other? And a means to communicate so that you know who's out of the building and who needs help, things like that. And that's why it's important to know your neighbors, too. There's folks that can't get out of their house on their own.
Right.
And so if you are familiar with your neighborhood and neighbors that need a little extra help, then give a hand.
You know, another thing that might be a good idea, because these cell phone towers only have about 6 to 8 hours of backup power. You know, throw a couple walkie-talkies in your bags, because that's certainly something that you can
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, we have those. And the thing is, too, is what happens if this thing's, you know, we think about it when you're all together. What happens if it strikes and I'm on this side of the river and Linda's on the other side?
Yeah.
Where is going to be a point we can meet up at?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things. So, and do you have an escape route?
Right.
You know,
very important.
Yeah, well, we live here in town, so it's a lot easier for us. But in some areas, there's one way out.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of neighborhoods like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
as we found out during the car fire.
Right. And so the city right now, we're going with our GIS folks and we're mapping out specific zones, evacuation zones for everybody in their neighborhoods. But, you know, if you live in a neighborhood, you need to know what is the access. And usually there is a fire road or something on the backside of your neighborhood if there's but sometimes there's a gate on it. So who's got the key, right? You know, and who in the neighborhood's got the key to open the gate?
Oh, I do.
But
I have a key that open any of those gates.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's called a bolt cutter. I carry bolt cutters. Well, or that too. Yeah. But
that's what we call the master key.
There you go. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Hey, you know, Hat Creek, speaking about fire, Hat Creek Volunteer Fire Department is having its 42nd annual Deep Pit Barbecue on July 16th at the Hat Creek Hereford Ranch Compound in Hat Creek. Dinner served from 1 to 5 p.m. Adults are $20. Children 5 to 12 or 10. 4 and under are free. They have raffle tickets. They have a craft fair. Your chance to win a handmade wooden picnic table. Fireproofed, of course. Kayak, Christie's Unique Boutique, and more. And so this is a way for them to raise money so they can fight fires out there in Hat Creek. July 16th in the Hat Creek Hereford Ranch Compound. That's at 17855 Doty Road in Hat Creek. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We were talking about something that the Reading Fire Department did for us when we, and you all know the story, Linda, you know, left the hard-boiled eggs going, and her first comments were, gee, I won't do that again. They were, how cute the firemen were.
Well,
but you guys did.
We're known for something.
Well, you guys, I mean, literally came in, made an entry into the house, a locked house, and did no damage at all except pull out a deadbolt lock. Yeah. And, I mean, it was like, how'd you do that? And I'm not going to ask, but you guys know how to do it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of special tools.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was perfect. It was so perfect when the guy came in to replace it. He goes, I don't have to do anything here. And he just put it in. I thought there was going to have to be, we have to cut another hole or something. Yeah, we got it all.
Well,
so,
you got a good,
thank you.
Good
thank
crew.
You.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Now, if we can we talk just a little bit? And I want to go back to Casey after that. We finally have three to an engine.
Yep.
Plus, we're looking at adding another firehouse.
We are. We're looking at some property out on the east side of town, 44 in Shasta View area. City Council has made public safety a priority, as you guys know. So we've identified that we need a Station 9 out there to help with the call load. Right now, Station 5 in Enterprise and Station 8 up by 299 in Churn Creek, very, very busy stations. And so concentration of call load in that eastern portion of the town. And so another station out there would be really impactful for us in a positive way. So we're looking at some property to zero in on and make
that happen. Means building it from the ground up.
Yep, we'll build it from the ground up.
Okay.
And it'll be another engine company, a truck company, and a second battalion chief on that side of town.
Yeah, okay.
So it's really going to help with that call volume and help bring some of our response times down to that part of town. Right now, when Station 8 and Station 5 are tied up in that area, we're pulling the engine out of downtown right here, right across mm-hmm. the street. They're going all the way across that area over there, and that's leaving downtown uncovered, you know.
Right. So, one alarm fire, what does that mean?
A single alarm fire is four engine companies, a truck company, and a battalion chief.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so that's not just your ordinary go out there and fix the eggs type thing.
No. What came to your property was probably a smoke investigation or a fire alarm investigation, a single engine response.
Right.
Go over and check it out. But if it's a confirmed fire in a building or a fire that's reaching or approaching a building,
mm-hmm.
that's going to get our first alarm structure fire response. And it's about 17 people, which is what we need to make sure things happen in a timely manner.
Wow. Yeah. Two alarm.
Two alarm is another three engine companies.
That empties it for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that pretty much empties the city at that point, and we're looking for mutual aid.
Okay.
From our CAL FIRE partners, yeah.
Okay. I know that your predecessor two ago, that used to, it really bothered him. He said, if I have a two-alarm fire, I can't send anybody to a dumpster fire.
Right.
Because we had a lot less people back then, so.
Well, even now, I mean, you know, with our staffing levels up, we're in a much better spot,
mm-hmm.
mainly for public safety and for our firefighter safety. And having more people on the incident to be able to take care of something when something goes bad, right? But we still get pretty tapped out. I mean, there's multiple times where if we are tied up on a big vegetation fire, a two-alarm structure fire, there's no other resources in the city. We actually stop running medical calls and rely on just the ambulance
mm-hmm.
to manage those medical calls during the day. Usually the engine will go with them. But if we're tied up on a fire, we just don't have the resources to send them. If there's another fire in the city, then, you know, we're asking CAL FIRE or whoever else can come up and help us. But there's not a whole lot of resources up here, really, between us and the CAL FIRE stations. I mean, we're pretty much it, so which is unique compared to what I came from, a big metro system where we had multiple agencies.
Yeah. L.A., most fire stations are 3 minutes from can get to anywhere in 3 or 4 minutes.
Yep, that's right. And we have parts of town here in the city of Reading that, you know, are 10, 11, 12-minute response time. I mean...
Yeah, like where I live.
Where you live. Unfortunately, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
And if we're tied up on calls...
That new station is going to help out for me? Or?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Great. Out, I'm all for it then.
Make that happen. We have the best firefighters on the planet in this community.
Yeah.
You know, you said it. Did a great job for you guys with your hard-boiled eggs.
But still, they did it professionally. They fixed it. They even brought in the fans.
Right.
They helped get the smell out. But thank God that was a slow day.
You know, we're all family members. We're all, you know, brothers and sisters, moms and dads. We own homes. We own businesses.
Yeah,
you know, so we've got great folks, great firefighters. But there will be a time when we have to bust down your door instead of meticulously take out that bolt lock.
I hope we never have to have that again.
I do too.
Casey, I got a couple minutes. Give us final things from Shasta Regional.
Well, let's see, Shasta Regional. We're progressing quickly with that our graduate medical education program for the internal medicine.
I can't
students.
Wait till that starts.
Yeah, it's going to start July 23. We've had several meetings so far, and we have a couple more coming up for certification.
This is what we're talking about on graduate is we get a bunch of residents in here.
Yeah, and so we'll be doing 8 slots per year, maximum of 24, and hopefully, you know, that's a way of getting people to come into the area and do their 3 years of training and hopefully stay, and that's the plan.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Another thing that Shasta Regional is doing for us. Okay, last thoughts, Jared. Van Andenham, our fire chief.
Final thoughts. Oh, boy. Hey, it's summertime. It's hot out there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Right. Stay hydrated.
Hydrate.
Stay cool.
Pay attention to your pets.
Pay attention to your pets.
If you see somebody that's staggering around out there, don't be afraid to call 911 because that heat may have gotten to them. And as we just learned today, they drop on the concrete. That's second-degree burns.
Well, yeah, that's
– Yeah, you don't want to just leave somebody out there. They could be dying right there.
You're getting serious burns.
Yeah.
We run a lot of those. But, you know, it's important that we continue to do that.
It absolutely is. Wow. Another great show. Thank you. Yeah, I could talk for another 40 minutes.
We'll let you get to it.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. Well, tomorrow, I believe we have, this is the second week. Chamber of Commerce is going to join us tomorrow talking about businesses and all the things that are happening here. With the new businesses, some thoughts about what's happening, for the future right downtown. All these new buildings, that means there's a possibility we need more fire and police.
Yes.
And if we get more police, we should have more fire, too.
I will just say yes.
Yeah.
The new buildings, they're great and they're awesome, but they do add another layer of complexity to the job of a firefighter.
Right.
The good thing is they're modern buildings, so they have, you know, alarm systems and sprinkler systems and construction types that are less likely to burn, but... it does create another level of training and complexity.
Yeah, because now you got to go up 3-4 floors
and
fight that way. Thank God we don't have 50 floors.